That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to the month of May. It's always been my favorite month, including Cinco de Mayo and the Derby, which all occurred yesterday. I have a very special guest tonight, and a nice surprise for all of you, because the one that we have tonight may be new to you, but I don't think he's new to the world. I don't think he's new to what he does. I think he's back to do it again like we are after many, many lifetimes. My guest tonight is Dustin Parent, and he's from New Jersey, and he lives near where I live. I'm in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, and it's an honor to have him with us. Good evening, Dustin.
Hi, good evening, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. We're going to be talking tonight about what is the healer, how do you know you are a healer, and how do you use your special God-given energies? And tonight is a call-in show, if you'd like to call, And the number to call in is 888-429-5471 if you want to ask Dustin a question. In the meantime, I'd like to know a little bit more about you, Dustin, beginning with how in the world did this ever happen to you?
Well, it's well, I can make it a short story.
Good.
It happened in when I was 33 years old. I was working in television in Hollywood, and I had a spiritual awakening. Before then, I had never thought about healing. I had never seen a healer. I never thought about consciousness.
And what happened? What was your awakening?
Well, I think it came through science. All of a sudden, about a year before I had this awakening, I became very interested in the universe and the stars, and mm-hmm. a little bit of Deepak Chopra came into my awareness. And
oh, he's great.
Yeah, he was someone who I was sort of listening to because he was science-based and metaphysical, and I didn't know what was what yet going on and why all of a sudden I was so interested in this metaphysical stuff. And I told somebody about the unified field. I was very interested in what the unified mm-hmm. field and you know, how we were all connected. And someone handed me a book of Abraham Hicks called Ask and It Is Given.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Yes. And I had never heard of channeling. And they told me the book was channeled and that, honestly, they thought it was kind of weird, but maybe I would enjoy it.
That so, did it.
Did it, you know? I had never ever even heard the concept before, but when I heard that someone could bring information through their body and bring wisdom to us, I was very intrigued by that. So I started reading the book, and probably in the first few paragraphs, I read that we're more than the physical body, and actually more of us exist outside of the physical body. And something inside of me, some ancient part of myself, woke up in that moment.
That's what I said. I think you've spent many lifetimes doing what you're doing now. And you found out that we are not a body, that we are spiritual, and we're occupying a body for a short amount of time, however that is, to serve the divine and to improve what we can about ourselves as well as the world.
That's correct. And I realized all that in one moment.
I know. Isn't it neat when that happens? I love it when that happens. So
yes.
Then you went from your awakening and you became a healer, and you're a very good healer. How did that happen?
Well, thank you. After that, I was sort of brought to other healers. I met somebody while I was leaving my job as an editor. On the way out of the door, someone who was kind of into this work told me to call this guy in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And he was an energy worker. I didn't know what energy work was. He was an intuitive. And she said, just call him and talk to him. So I did. And we did a session, and he cleared all this energy from my body, which I had never felt before. And at the end of the session, he said, you know, I really feel like I'm supposed to work with you. And so he said, 7 weeks we would work together. And then the last week I would read him.
Fair.
And I said, okay, I'll do it, you know. And I said, I don't have a lot of money, I'm unemployed. He said, don't worry about it. So I did that. And then the last week, he said, you know, he taught me how to meditate, how to be present and use my intuition, trust my intuition, connect to my higher self. And,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and the last session I turned around and I read him, and actually his father came through from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I said things that he validated, and he told me, I didn't expect you to speak to my father who had passed. So he suggested that maybe I had some abilities that were beyond intuitive. And so I just went on a journey to find out more about what that meant.
And was that a teacher? Did you find a teacher?
I did. I was then, of course, I left the West Coast, moved to the East Coast where I am now. And someone dropped a book off to me called I Am Word by Paul Selig at a coffee shop, a publicist, and asked me if I would look through it and find quotes for Facebook. This is another serendipitous situation that happens since this awakening all the time. And I said, sure, you know, I would read this book. And that was what I love to do, is read metaphysical books, because I was reading about five at a time. And so I went through it and I read it, and it really, really resonated. It felt like I was remembering this book, not really reading it. And I had never had that experience with a book before.
Oh, that's a neat experience, isn't it?
It's a really great experience. And I've had a lot of them since. And I retain everything when I feel like I'm remembering it.
Right. Well, so, then you've learned, I know that you're very different with the way that you do things, because, of course, I've been to a few of your sessions. And you also worked at my annual psychic fair for charity, which is really how we met. And I was so pleased that you came. What type of healing services do you offer?
Well, what I learned, because I started working with this healer in New York, and I started traveling around with him, and part of his groups was to teach you how to attune to this energy and to tune into other people's energy and sort of take on their personality. And I just took that very literal. And since they told me I could do it, I started practicing, and I would practice by watching television. And I would just, whoever came on television, I would tune into them through their name and just seeing if I could feel them, or even people that, you know, celebrities or politicians that I thought maybe was interesting. I would see if I could feel what it was like to be in their body. And after a while, I felt confident enough to sort of tell other people that, hey, I may be able to help you with depression or pain in your body by this modality that I learned. Would you like for me to try? And a lot of people volunteered to let me try that. And over time, what you saw at the group is what I do now, which I guess it's kind of like a medium for the living.
Well, I think you dust people off. Your name is Dustin. I think you pick people up and dust them off and send them out there again.
That is true. Yes, I've been known to be very direct. And
that's the way to be. You have to be direct.
Yeah, and people really enjoy it. And sometimes at first I thought maybe I was too direct, but a lot of people have had a lot of big awakenings from one session with me. And they love it, and they really
Dustin, each person is different, and when I'm working, I find that I have to go to how they think. Whereas somebody I might be very gentle with, somebody else I might have to be a little more direct with, and you just go with the flow. It's amazing.
Yeah, I find direct with compassion is the way to go.
I agree. We do have a girl from Texas. Her name is Laureen, and she has a few questions to ask you. Maybe one will have her ask you. Hi, Laureen. How are you?
Now.
And where are you from in Texas?
I am Alpine, Texas. I was born in Aspermont, which you probably never heard of. Anyway, I'm in Alpine now.
Yeah, I do know Alpine.
Pardon me?
What's your question for Dustin?
Okay. Let's see, I don't hardly know where to begin. I've always had a penchant for art ever since I was real little, and always wanted to study art. And when I grew up and went to college, my father said, oh, you can't make a living in art. He said, I think you need to be a school teacher because you can always get a job as a school teacher. I was not interested in that, but I did what he wanted me to do, and I was so bored, and I was taking some art classes and along with some other classes that you just have to take when you get started. But after 2 years, and I made barely passed in the education, and he got pretty upset with me, and I don't blame him, and had me come home and get a job because I wasn't studying. And so after a couple more years, then I married a guy that I had met in college, and we were married for 17 years, and we had 4 children, and learned that he was an only child, and he was extremely spoiled. And I know now, since I've done some more studying, that he was a typical narcissist. And
So what's your question?
I want to get back in art. I had gone against my husband's wishes and went back to college anyway, which wasn't too far from where we were living, and took some art classes, and eventually one of the classes I took, just going toward some kind of something I had to take, was biology, which eventually led me into the nursing career. But all this time, I still have wanted to do art, and what little bit I've done, I had one
teacher. Okay, well, let's see if Dustin can answer your question, and believe me, it is the perfect question for him, the perfect question. What do you think, Dustin?
It is a perfect question, and this actually came up at the last group that I did. You know, it sounds like you know what excites you and what you should be doing. And every day you should follow that excitement. And if art is something that is coming from inside of you, you need to share that with the world. Just like healing is something that comes from inside of me, and art as well, because I am also an artist, and I put everything into my art, all my emotions and my feelings and my excitement. So what's stopping you from coming to that?
No, I understand, I think, what you're saying, because when I have had the opportunity and the time to do some artwork, I get lost in it. And another world.
You do.
Yeah.
So what, Lorraine, is stopping you? Dustin asked you, what's stopping you from being an artist? You already are. I'm an artist. Lorraine is an artist. Lorraine from Texas is a wonderful artist.
Well, I spent most of my adult life doing what others wanted me to do, taking care of other people and that sort of thing. And I put my art desire and talent just kind of on the back burner. And it's been, let's see, I'm old. And I've been married four times. And my last husband died, it's been about a little over 10 years ago now, and he was someone I grew up with, and we were old friends and so forth. And but all during these times, I've been there for other people, and I get very depressed. And now, also, I had...
Lorraine, we have got to speed it up. We cannot go on like this, but I would like to have Dustin say a few things to you. Can you take a deep breath and close your eyes?
Yes.
Okay, do that for a minute. Dustin, what's your message?
So, Lorraine, can you just tell me... hold on one second. I'm just going to try to tune in to you.
Okay.
Just take a deep breath.
I'm doing it.
Good.
Yeah, I'm feeling more relaxed now.
Good.
Okay.
So the thing I feel about you is you've never been validated as an artist. You want to be an artist, but you never really felt validated. You've been there for everyone else.
And there was one teacher that I had that was very encouraging.
You need to let him talk, Lorraine. Lorraine, you need to let him talk, honey. Yeah. Please don't interrupt him till he's done. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for telling me that. Okay. Okay. I'm listening.
So, Lorraine, you know, you talk about being depressed.
Yes.
So when you do art, does it make you feel better?
If I have the place to do it in, it's not good right here because of the light where I live. And I have all the supplies I need. I have property that I want to continue, finish building on, and there is a place there that I had planned for a studio. And
you don't have a studio, you have a pad and a pen, right? You can just draw something?
I can do that.
So what would you draw if you could draw anything?
Well, I like pencil. I probably could go outside and maybe sketch maybe birds or flowers or plants, or which I've done before. And
excites you? What subject matter really excites you? Like, what do you love? When you wake up in the morning, what do you think about?
My goodness. The depression I've had, I just... you know.
First thing that comes to your mind, don't worry about the depression, ignore it. First thing that comes to your mind, what do you think about in the morning? What would you like to do with your art?
Well, I used to go outside and have my coffee and study what was around me and maybe take something with me and start sketching. And that's what I would like
therapy.
To do now.
That's good. Now, Lorraine, what's stopping you from doing that? Just give me one word.
Some stress.
Stress.
Extreme stress for about 6 months.
Okay, so what if you went in outside and drew what you saw, the first thing you saw? Wouldn't that reduce your stress?
It should, yes, and I believe it would.
So you just have to make that step.
I just don't give myself permission. I'm sorry, what?
You just have to make that first step because it's hard to pick up the pencil. I know I'm an artist too, and it takes a lot of work to pick it up, to move into it, especially when you use emotions in your art. But all you have to do is pick up the pen or the pencil and start drawing. Once you do that, everything else takes over and your depression starts to go away. Because creativity is...
It starts to lift. It lifts because you're bringing in a new energy. So your lower energy has to, like, go places it, and therefore you can move your hand.
All right.
It's your gift. Obviously, it's your gift. You know art is your gift. And like Jesus said, if you don't use what you have, it will destroy you. You have to use your gift and give it to the world, and it will bring healing into your life.
Well, I feel like I can use art as part of my life purpose, which changed 4 years ago when one of my daughters died from cancer, and I had done a lot of research on that, but it was very difficult to get
Lorraine,
past that.
We have to go on to the next caller, but I'm loving that you called Let's Find Out, and I would love you to contact us in offline if you would like, and thank you so much for sharing with us. Go out and do the drawing as much as you can, and you will break through your energy blocks, we promise.
Thank you, Lorraine.
I will do that. Thank you.
And we do have another caller, Dustin, and then I want to ask you about working all this energy towards therapy and really helping yourself do some of your favorite things in life. We have Nancy from North Carolina. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hey, hello. How are you?
Great. What's your question tonight for Dustin?
I'm at a standstill in my life right now. I've recently had a loss in my life that I'm having a very hard time dealing with and trying to come to terms with.
So what's your question?
Just what do I need to do, and are things going to get better, and you know what I need to do to help me get through this process?
What's the process you're trying to get through right now? What's your feeling? What's your emotion around this?
I lost my husband back in March.
Okay, that's what I sense with you. There's grief going on.
Yes. He was in hospice care for 5 months, and I cared for him here at home till he passed away.
So how are you dealing with grief right now?
It just comes and goes. You have your good times and you have your bad times.
It's like waves, right?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
those
it's
waves.
Like I still can't believe that he's gone.
Yeah. So what are you asking about? Like, what are you going to get through? The grief or how's your life going to turn out? So the grief is what's...
Yeah, how's my life going to turn out and hopefully get better to get through all this? Because it's been really hard.
And so what's your spiritual beliefs? Do you have any beliefs that you can hold on to? Or what do you do to make yourself feel better?
Listen to music and play with my dogs.
That's good.
I have two dogs, two Shelties.
Dustin, is there a daily habit that she can bring into her path, a daily habit that would help her with self-healing?
She needs to walk is what I hear. She really needs to move her body.
Yes, I do that.
Okay.
I do. I walk with the dogs every day, and then I started riding my bike, exercise bicycle.
Oh, that's great therapy. That's great.
That's really good. Hold on. Let me just see. Let me tune into
quite a bit of weight doing all this.
Nancy, take a deep breath. He's going to tune into you.
I'm going to tune into you, Nancy, and just see what I get. I just feel that you have a lot of anxiety around, is everything going to work out for me? You think everything's not going to work out for you?
I guess it's just too soon.
I feel like you're in a lot of fear. And you keep saying, I don't know what to do. Do you have support around you? Do you have a friend or something like that that you talk to?
Yeah, I have some, but not as much as I should have. I have some family here that I don't have much support from. But I do have some other close friends that have been trying to help me out. But it's, you know, it's just hard to talk to certain people about certain things.
People don't like to go deep, right? Especially when you're in grief, people don't really want to talk about that.
Well, I know I've got this one close friend that has gone through it because her husband died like over a year ago, so she's been a big help.
So I hear you're going to get through this.
And is there a way that you can tell that they're around? Because it's the craziest thing. I've been seeing a lot of cardinals lately.
Oh, that's nice. Yes, soul can be a cardinal. Yes, I know that's true.
Whatever sign that you're being shown and you know that that's him, tell me his name.
Well, his name was Robert, but I called him Bob.
Bob, okay. He says, I walk next to you when you walk the dogs. He says, I see you when you're in pain, okay?
Yeah. Well, the craziest thing happened one night. He did antique radio, so he had it running through the computer. Uh-huh. And I thought I had cut it off. And I'm in the living room, and next thing I know, the music comes on. Scared the you-know-what out of me. I thought, Bob, are you back here already?
And what was the song that played?
I don't remember. It just shot me so much. It was from the Big Band era.
Good.
He restored radios from the 30s and the 40s.
Mm-hmm. So do you believe that that was a sign from him?
I think so. It sure did scare me, though.
So when you ask for a sign, do you expect to see one?
I hope I do. I hope there's a way that he can let me know that he's here.
Just ask and look for something. Expect to see it. He's always there. He's always next to you.
I feel like he took care of me after he left me. It was just a very hard death and everything. A lot of things happened before he died.
And Nancy, that's true, but I think he's asking you to go inside yourself and find something that's important to you and to find your life with you and to love you. He wants you to miss him, but he doesn't want you to make him your whole life. It's time for you now to have some freedom and bring something into your life that you love. Don't you agree, Dustin?
Yes. Grief is one thing, but to walk out of grief is the real lesson. To leave it behind and to believe that they never, ever go away. Nobody ever dies. And if you want to have a connection, you can have a connection. You just have to speak and then listen. The first thing you hear is what he's saying to you.
Okay. That's true. I know that's true.
Usually every morning when I'm walking, I talk to him and everything.
Yeah, do you listen? When you talk to him, do you listen for a response?
No.
Okay.
Well, I listen, but I never hear anything.
When you take your walk tomorrow, I want you to ask a question, and then I want you to listen for the first thing that you hear back. And even if you think you're imagining it, it's him.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how that works.
Try that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And Nancy, that will give you great comfort. Thank you so much for calling. Let's find out tonight.
Okay,
we are getting near the break, Dustin, but I do want to ask you one thing, and then we'll go to the break, and that is, who do you most enjoy working with? Couples, groups, one-on-one? What is your favorite way to work?
I worked with a couple at the psychic fair that I did with you, mm-hmm. and that was something I really enjoyed. But mostly it's one-on-one. I've worked with kids too before. They're very interesting because they have no problem with the imagination. But I find mostly women are into this healing right now that I do. So I enjoy working with one-on-one, but groups really are the most healing experiences I've ever had.
They are the upcoming. We're going to have to work with groups because we're running out of time, not only for our break, but for the Earth. We're running out of time. We all have to do more in groups and with groups and learn how to meld with groups and create with groups. Don't you think, Justin?
I do. I feel there's a group energy that is created. And the more we come together, I mean, groups have been around forever. The AA groups and Al-Anon groups, those work for a reason because people open up and they're vulnerable in front of other people. It's like you're being witnessed in your healing and in your pain. And sometimes just being witnessed is all the healing that you need.
That's true. Okay, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. My guest tonight is Dustin Parent. We're going to take a break, and we are going to come back on the other side. And there is a number if you want to call in and ask a question. It's 888-429-5471. We'll see you in a few minutes.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of May 7th through May 13th, 2018. May opened gently with a significant weather change. We went from 40 degrees to 90 degrees within days. Let's hope the chill is off. This week promises to pick up the pace. The moon moves through Aquarius from Sunday through dinner time Wednesday, and things could get tricky. This energy is good for casual friendships or for those activities where you know people only by their first name. Monday brings challenges to how you think and communicate. Mercury squares Pluto quite early on Monday morning, and this could manifest into nothing more than a disjointed dream. Remember, Pluto represents secrets and possible deceit. There could be secretive conversations and manipulation involved. Then Venus squares Neptune in the late afternoon. This energy brings up the possibility of deceit and illusions on social and financial matters. Avoid assuming that you and someone else are on the same page. Instead, take the time to clarify situations or contracts. Monday afternoon is not a good time to have relationship conversations or discussions about money. By Tuesday evening, the Sun is opposite Jupiter and gives you the larger perspective on who you are, but it can also have you wondering if you are taking on too much. This energy brings a struggle to pull off something big, something huge. The obstacles in achieving this are overenthusiasm, too much pride or ego, and trying to get far beyond your reach. The saving grace is that Friday afternoon has the Sun making harmony with Pluto. This brings in a positive change to help you bring your desires into physical manifestation. If you have been wanting to let go of something or someone or some belief and behavior, this is a good day for it. The moon is in Aries on Friday and Saturday, so avoid your impatience. Saturday morning has a type of challenge where your brain wants to get busy with your to-do list, but your body doesn't want to keep it up. It gets easier as the day goes on, I promise. Sunday is Mother's Day and brings a quick Mercury-Uranus harmony that strengthens your intuition but can make you feel a bit nervous and jittery, so watch your coffee and alcohol intake. The energy slows down in the evening as Mercury moves into Taurus, puts on the brakes, and moves into the slow lane for the next few weeks. Instead of using words to convince or make your point, you may have to use a hands-on approach or perhaps videos. Enjoy this active week as we all prepare for Uranus to dart into Taurus next Tuesday. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now, let's get back to tonight's program on bbsradio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out, on Sunday evenings. It's a live internet show on bbsradio.com. Station 2. We discuss the newest spiritual books or uplifting books, new health modalities, metaphysics, and ESP. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize over a 7,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. It's really a good way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote your website and gain credibility. You will love this show. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and talents in any way you please. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We go live Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. The email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking dates for May through the end of August 2018. Hope to hear from you soon.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Mr. Nobody's back in town. I'm so glad there's no one else around. Even if they were, what would they see? Two empty coats floating down the street, a couple pairs of shoes and nobody's feet. out for a Sunday stroll, Mr. Nobody and me. Add a lot of zeros and you haven't got a thing. Take them all away and you've still got everything. Win or lose, there's nothing to fear. Nobody is here, though he can't be seen. Just goes to show us all things aren't what they seem. Mr. Nobody is here, humming nothing's in my ear. It's easy come and easy go, 'cause Mr. Nobody knows how to run this show. And there isn't anything I need to know. Space to move and time to breathe, when all the somebodies get up and leave. Ah, what a relief it is just to be. Sitting in this sandbox and whistling is fine. Dream up a universe just to spend your dime. But stay out of trouble and remember what I say. When all is said and done and there's nothing else to be, if you want to have some fun, we'll be a nobody. Trying to be somebody can ruin your whole day. Easy come and easy go, 'cause Mr. Nobody knows how to run the show. And there isn't anything I need to know. Space to move and time to breathe, when all the somebodies get up and leave. Ah, what a relief it is just to be. Best thing in life really is for free. What a great time together, one big nobody. Win or lose, there's nothing to fear. Nowhere to go, nothing to see. Just sit back and enjoy the company. Mr. Nobody's right here, humming nothing's in my ear. Right here, humming nothing's in my ear. Nobody's right here. He'll wipe away every tear, 'cause nobody knows you and me like our friend Mr. Nobody. Nobody knows you and me like our friend, Mr. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Welcome home, Mr. Nobody. Mm-hmm. You're not alone, Mr. Nobody.
I think that's one of my very favorite songs. That's William Vitalis singing Mr. Nobody. I was with him when he wrote that song, and it is just so perfect to describe spirit and how spirit works. If you want to have some fun, come be a nobody. Trying to be a somebody can ruin your whole day. I love it. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I have a very special guest tonight. His name is Dustin Parent, and we are talking about healing energy, and what kind of therapy you get after healing, and how once it comes up into your consciousness, it can be healed. Good evening, Dustin. How are you doing?
I'm good, Elizabeth. Thank you. I like that song, too.
Isn't it perfect?
It's interesting you say spirit, because spirit is just somebody that has no body.
That's right. That's yeah. Right. Spirit is an energy. It's energetic, and sometimes it can identify with people, and sometimes it just floats.
That's right.
It comes in and out.
That's right.
So What daily habits, that I asked you before, what daily habits can people have to begin their path towards self-healing for themselves?
What I find is definitely facing the parts of yourself that you're denying, seeking some kind of professional help, or if you have a good friend who can be really honest with you, connect to that person as much as you can. But self-discovery is, really getting opinions about the things in your life that you're not willing to face. And that's hard to do. We distract ourselves a lot with television and phones.
Distraction. I always think that you need to have a meditation practice. And I've been saying that for years. You need to have some quiet time where you do the breathing and you just concentrate on the breath and let the energy flow. It's almost like putting clothes in a washing machine to get all the dirt off. Get all of your daily concerns off and breathe and then see what happens. Usually after you're done, you get a message, don't you think, Dustin?
I totally agree with that. I think meditation is an advanced thing because I think people have to learn to love themselves first. Mm-hmm. And then something like meditation will stick. But first you got to start learning about, where your self-worth is and are you drinking enough water?
But that can come in with meditation. If you do take the time to meditate, and I know I have helped people with guided meditations, then the inner realization will begin to grow and the inner desire will begin to grow. And you will find that it fits in your life better than having a cigarette or having a drink or having an opioid. You're going to crave the meditation because of the clearing that it does and because of how you feel later. And you get more clear in your mind and you can make better decisions.
I totally agree. Somebody once told me that a lot of people pray, but they never listen. And that meditation is listening to the answers to the prayers that you keep putting out there.
I have a neat way to explain that. Prayer is usually asking for something. Prayer is saying, may I please have. Now,
yes.
Prayer is good, especially when it's for others. But you don't realize that meditation is going within. Prayer is taking something from the outside and giving that to heaven. I pray for my grandmother. I pray for my kids. But meditation is you. You and your identification with spirit or God. And in meditation, you go inside and you bring up that grief or those regrets or guilt, and you bring them out and you let them go. That's the benefit of meditation.
Exactly. And like one of the callers that called in, if you have a lot of grief going on, meditation can be the time that you process it. And if you meditate, it moves through you quicker, and you let go of these negative emotions that are trapped in the body because we keep distracting from those feelings that we don't want to feel. In meditation, like you're saying, is the best way to face these feelings head on and to be done with them.
Especially if you don't have a best friend, you can always meditate. And I say, if you can go to the bathroom, take a shower and brush your teeth, you can meditate. There's no excuse.
Well, I've been using, because my own meditation, sometimes it's hard for me to sit there and just meditate because I get distracted. I have a kid. So I go on YouTube and they have all these guided meditations.
You can type
in anything and you can listen for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, I can't go back to sleep. I listen to a 10-minute meditation and I go right back to sleep.
That's good because it relaxes you. And of course, that's new to the energies, and it's kind of new to me, although I do put my astrology out on YouTube. Meditating to me is having silence and going within and not having any distractions. But if it works for people and it's a good beginning, then they should use it. It's a wonderful tool.
Yes, I think for, the Western world, it's hard for people because maybe they weren't trained as a child or never really heard of the concept of going within, that something like a meditation on YouTube could get them just to go within and find out the benefits, and then after that, maybe start a practice like you're talking about.
Right. And so what is it that you have learned as a healer to help in your own life?
What I've learned is to not run from the uncomfortable feelings that come up in my life and to look around and find out, what kind of company do I keep? Do they feed negativity or do they feed the parts of me that are whole and complete, and I want to be more like that. So I've had.
And you know what's funny? I've done so much counseling. You know me. I've got 30 years on you, Dustin.
Yes, I know.
And I find that I call it the same energy in a different face. So you get rid of your husband, you get rid of your boyfriend who's been abusive and whatever, and you attract the same thing again. You get rid of that and you attract the same thing again. The same energy in a different face. So until you can go in and change your belief system about that energy, it won't change. Usually it's one of your parents. And if you do present life regression work, you can go back to 3 years old or find out what that trauma is. And then you can change history. And you change history by changing the scene.
Changing the
outcome.
That's right. And I find the awareness of that energy in your life actually heals it. Just becoming aware
that you
have codependency energy or that you have victim energy, whatever that is, when you become self-aware that you carry that and that you attract from that energy your experience, you can start to change it with just the awareness. Now, the meditation is probably how you gain that awareness, and it strengthens that awareness of more things in your life that may be causing you suffering.
Right, or observation, too.
Yeah.
How do you respond to people, and how do people treat you? You know, if you have three people come into a room, Dustin, and you're just sitting there quiet, you're going to have a vibrational feeling from each one of them, and each one of them are going to be very, very different.
That's correct.
But other people won't experience a person the way you do. So interesting. We have one more call before we close. An Eba from New York. Eba, I believe it is. From New York.
Yes.
Hello, Eba. Is that you?
Yes. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm good. What is your question for Dustin?
My question is, where do you see me in the next year?
That's not a question. Ask a question about you. Ask a question about your feelings.
Okay, about my feelings. That's hard.
What is your main concern, Eva?
My main concern is stability, financially.
Okay, good. Now, there you go.
Okay.
Stability. So stability in what way in your life? Financial?
Yes, financial.
Do you have stability right now in your life?
No, it's a little bit of mayhem going on.
But at this very moment, are you taken care of?
I am. I'm working two jobs to make sure that everything's going straight.
And so what makes you feel that this will not continue for you?
Because I'm in court with an inheritance for my son. And because of the lawyer fees and things of that nature, that's why I'm concerned.
But it's against the law for the lawyer to take inheritance fees. They can only take 1%.
Okay.
So can you identify the fear around all of this? Like, where is this fear coming from, that you're not going to be taken care of, that you're not able to trust the process?
Because there is a lot of people fighting for the same assets that would go to my son because he's the only heir. However, everyone's coming out of the woodwork.
So, like, you were listening to the show when we were talking about meditation?
Yes.
So if you were to do something like that, if you were to quiet your mind and go inside and meditate, do you think that maybe you could find some peace?
I've been trying. I've been doing that. I've been meditating on a mantra. And
Okay. Hopefully
that's, you know, giving me a bit of, you know, I don't want to say courage, but it's giving me
mental peace. Well, I want to say something to you, Eba. Nobody, woodwork or not, can change the outcome. Your son is the only heir. That's it. Doesn't matter what they do, they can't change the outcome. You cannot break that.
And what I hear for you is the path of least resistance. Does that make any sense?
Yes, and that's what I've been doing. I've been not fighting it and allowing them to do all the fighting, and I just sit back. However, it continues to change the date. Like, for instance, I was supposed to go to court May 3rd, they postponed it because the other parties never showed up.
So okay, but have you ever heard of the Department of Orphans and Wills?
No, I haven't.
All right, let me tell you something. I had the same thing with my sister. There's a Department of Wills and Orphans in your county seat that you have to call and tell them about the inheritance. I hope you have the will. And about what the other people are doing, and they will put a stop to it for you. So you have a friend.
Well, that's the whole thing. There is no will. He passed away abruptly, and there is no will.
Then you'll have to go with what the laws of the state are. You're in where, New York?
Yes.
Well, New York State has pretty strict laws about inheritance, especially if it's a son. Was that his father that died?
Yes.
Well, New York has laws, and they won't be broken. So you just sit there and absolutely know that what is right will come to me. Isn't that good, Dustin? What is right will come to me?
Yes, what is right will come to me, and to pay attention to the fear. Where is it in your body? What is it pointing to? Why are you not trusting? All of those things. Fear is always a teacher. So ask it to teach you.
Give her that mantra that I love. I am. I know who I am. Give her that mantra that you do.
Can you say or write this down?
Okay.
Whenever you feel afraid or you feel unsure, just say, I know who I am.
I know who I am.
I know what I am. I know how I serve.
I know how I serve.
So say that for me out loud right now and tell me how it feels after you say that.
Okay, so you said, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know who I serve.
I know how I serve. I know how I serve.
You are a child of God. You are a child of God. You are energy in your body, divine energy, and you serve the planet, and you serve things to come out in perfect order. I know. I know who I am. I know what I am, and I know how I serve. And right now you're serving your son for him to have what is just and right and fair. Go ahead, Justin.
And when you say that, when you say those words, you bring the energy of whatever you call it, God, spirit, universe, you bring the energy into your field and all around you towards whatever it is that you're dealing with. So it's like kind of like three magic words in a way. It's three magic phrases. And it brings the most powerful energy that's for the highest good of you and anyone around you. So when you say that, just pay attention to how your body feels as you say that. When you just said it, how did it feel?
Peaceful, at ease.
Dustin, say it one more time for everybody, for our listeners.
Okay, so it's, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. And this is from a book called I Am Word. Word is an energy. It is the divine, God, source, whatever you call it, in action, the word. So when, and this is from that book. It's by Paul Selig. He teaches you how to use these mantras to bring the divine into your space and into your body. You can heal your body. You can heal your circumstances. You can give it to other people. You can say it silently on the train to other people, and you send the energy towards them for healing or whatever it is that they need. It's very powerful.
Very powerful. It's wonderful. And it's a lifesaver.
Yes.
Eba. Okay. So it will lift from you all of your anxiety.
Okay.
And don't you think, Dustin, it could shorten the delays? Because the delays are teaching too.
It's the path of least resistance. So
right.
If you say that over and over as a mantra, you can say it on the train, you can say it while you're walking, you're constantly bringing yourself into the present moment, into alignment with everything that is supposed to happen for you. And you let go of the resistance of the outcome that you expect.
Teach it to your son, it will help.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And follow your excitement. Whatever's every day, just try to stay out of the mind and go into your body and just ask yourself, what are you excited about? And keep doing that thing, and everything else will work out for you.
And it will. Eba, thank you so much for calling. And Dustin, we are at the end of the show. I told you it would go fast. We're going to be going into our meditation, but I really appreciate your being on with us, and I'd love to have you back again. I'm sure that we'll be having nice feedback from everyone, and I'll let you know. So thank you for being here. Would you please give a number or a website that people can reach you?
You can go to my site, theartofdustin.com, and it has my artwork, and it also has an intuitive section where you can book one-on-ones with me, and there's an events page where you can see the groups and where I'll be next.
And not only that, all of that information is on Let's Find Out in the guest pages. So thank you for listening, everybody. Next week, we're going to have Sharon on, our word lady, our nemiology person. And next week is Mother's Day, so it's going to be wonderful having Sharon on to share with us. We're going into the meditation now. We're going to hear a song by William Vitalis called Opalescent Streams. And the meditation is Let Love Be Your Master. And then we'll hear Richard with Alignment. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Good night.
Opalescent streams tumble in the April of my mind. Birches hang their chains of gold and green. I wonder now what's on the other side. Opalescent streams, water rainbows take my cares away. Sheds tears of melting dreams, rushing by the laughing stones you say. Oh, where are they gone? The angels that fell from the sky. Oh, where are they gone? The spirits that tumbled from. Waters answer. Who would make the clay to sound if not the color shining from her hand? Were it not here in melting streams pouring from a mountain stream? Opalescent streams. Every leaf now seems a door of secrets. I wonder now what's on the other side. Maybe I'll cross over in my mind. I wonder now what's on the other side. Maybe I'll cross over in my mind.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. Please sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor and legs uncrossed. Keeping your spine straight, take a deep breath. Release the breath, take another deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath. Closing your eyes, lean back and soak in the music of Richard Schulman and Ascension Harmonics. This piece is called Love. Love is the master. Love is the one who masters all things. I am mastered totally by love, by my passion of love for love. I have grown sweet as sugar. O furious wind, I am only a straw before you. How could I know where I would be blown to next? Whoever claims to have made a pact with destiny reveals himself as a liar and a fool. What is any one of us but a straw in a storm? How could anyone make a pact with a hurricane? God is working everywhere. His massive resurrection is coming. How can we pretend to act on our own? In the hand of love, I am like a cat in a sack. Sometime love hoists me into the air. Sometimes love flings me into the air. Love swings me around and around like a Ferris wheel. I have no peace in this world or any other unless the lovers of God have fallen on me in a furious river of rippling energy. The love force has surrendered itself to love's command. Like milkweeds, they turn day and night, night and day, constantly turning and turning and crying out, reaching for more, expanding for more, filling my heart with more. Stay close to my heart, I pray. Stay close to my heart and to the one who knows your ways, your blessed higher self. Come into the shade of the tree that always has fresh flowers. Don't stroll idly through the bazaar or the perfume makers. Stay in the shop of the sugar seller. If you don't find true balance, anyone can deceive you. Anyone can trick out anything of straw and make you glad for taking it. Don't squat with a bowl before every boiling pot. In each pot on fire, you find very different things. Not all are sugar cans, not all have sugar, and not all emptiness winds up at a peak. Not all eyes possess vision, and not every sea is full of pearls. O nightingale with your voice of dark honey, go on lamenting. Only in your drunken ecstasy can pierce the rock's hard heart. Surrender yourself, and if you cannot be welcomed by a friend, know that you are rebelling inwardly like a thread, like a vibration that doesn't want to go through the needle's eye. The awakened heart is a lamb. Protect it by the hem of your robe. Hurry and get out of this wind, for the weather is turning bad. And when you have left this storm, you will become a fountain. You will find a friend, and there will always be one nearby to nourish your soul. And with your soul always green, you will grow tall like a tree, flowering and leafing always with sweet, light fruit, whose growth is within your interior. Take a deep breath. release the breath, and melt into the music of Richard Schulman and love. Thank you.